Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shumas Daf Nun Aleph in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Chamishi, towards the end of Halacha Aleph. We start from the fourth line in the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tani, Seya Trumo Shenoflo Lepokos Mimea. You have a Seya of Trumo that fell into less than 100, so it's not bottle. Harei Elu Medumoim. You consider this to be Medumo, you consider this to be a mixture of Trumo and Chulim. Vein mishalmim mehen. That's the gears of Rav Chaim. Vein mishalmim mehem keren v'choymish al makom acher v'lo makom acher aleihem el lefi cheshbon. So now we look at it as a mixture of truma and chulin, but we don't look at the whole thing as full truma. We look at it as a mixture of truma and chulin. So therefore, if someone wants to go and fix a truma that someone ate, he wants to give it to the kohen. He wants to pay the kohen for the fact that he has truma that got mixed up. He wants to use this pile. This pile has a little bit of chum in it, but it has chulin in it too. The majority is chulin. He can use this pile to pay the kohen, but only based on cheshbon. So if, let's say, you have one say of chumo that fell into nine sayin of chulin, he could give the kohen nine sayin. He'll give him this pile and say, one of it is chumo anyway. The other nine of chulin will use this as a payment for something that I owe you. Or similarly, if someone eats this pile, so for every kazayis of truma that he eats, he needs to pay the kohen. The cheshbon of kazayis is not the entire pile of truma. I do it based on cheshbon. So if I have your 10 kazayisim of truma that fell into 90 kazayisim of chulin, so when he eats 10%, then it's considered to be the 80 kazayis that he has to pay the kohen. It all goes based on cheshbon. Says the Gemara, ubedover shein darko lihibol, something that does not mix up well, which means dry. Meaning liquid. You go based on the roif. Then you go based on the roif. So if it's dry and dry, you mean pieces of food, solid. It doesn't really mix well. So then you say that I still have your mixture. But if it's liquid and liquid, they mix very well, and then I just go based on the roif. What is this referring to? So here we have a machlokes rishayim to understand this gemara. The Ramban learns that this gemara is referring to what we just learned. We just spoke about if you have truma mixed in chulin, and you go based on cheshbon, based on payment, saying, you know, the payment that you pay, either from there or to there, is going based on cheshbon only when it's dry. So it doesn't really mix well. But if it's lach, if it's liquid, so then I'm going to go based on the roif. If the majority is truma, it's all truma. If it's the majority chulin, it's all chulin, and I just ignore the truma. So the Ramban learns our Gemara. The Rambam learns, and that's how the Mefarshim explained him, and this is the pshat that Reb Chaim brings over here in the Sugya. The Rambam learns this Gemara is not referring to what we said right now. This Gemara is referring to the next Mishnah. We find many times in Yerushalmi that the Gemara is not in the right place. So this Gemara really belongs to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is not talking about payment, but it's talking about actual Midumo. What is the Midumo? When I have a mixture of Truma and Chulin, and they fall into another pile, it makes that other pile Miduma as well. So the Mishnah is going to tell us it goes based on the cheshbon. So it depends, whatever fell here. If I have here nine chulin and one truma in the mixture, and they fall into another mixture, you don't look at it as 10 truma falling in here. You look at it as only one truma falling into here. And it has to go based on the cheshbon. That's what the next Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, that's only if it's yavish b'yavish. That's only if it's dry solids that don't mix well. So I still could see the truma on its own. But if it's liquid, so then I go based on the majority. Majority is chulin, it's all chulin, it's not medemea, the next pile. And if it's majority truma, so it's all truma, and then medemea based on the entire pile. The Ramban questions the Rambam, because at the end of the day, by liquid we also say din dimur. If I have a little bit of truma that fell into a liquid of chulin, you still say that it's medemea. So I have to say, according to the Rambam, that's only in the first mixture. But when that mixture fell into another mixture, then I look at it as if the whole thing is chulin. And that's a little bit of the discussion that we have over here in the Rishonim to understand this piece of the Gemara. Halacha beis zok the Mishnah. Seya truma tmea shenoflo lemea seya truma tehoyu. So this is a little different than the previous case we had before we spoke about truma falling into chulin. Now we talk about truma falling into truma. But we talk about truma tmea that falls into truma tehoyu. Pachama says it's all also. You don't say bitul over here. Or Basil Matirin, the same way we say before, one falls into 100, it's butta. All of Basil, Bichamai, Silta Bichamai, When you have a truma tohira, which is also lezarim, and truma tmeya koyanim cannot eat. When a truma tohira falls into chulin, you say that the mixture is good. You take out the one truma, and the Yisrael can eat the rest. So the truma tmeya that falls into the truma tohira, it should be bottle and the koyanim should be able to eat it. Everybody can eat it, so therefore they're able to mevatel truma. You want to tell me that truma will be able to mevatel truma tmeil? Because it's more chamur, it's not mevatel. And the point is, because the truma tmeil does have an isser in it, so it can be mevatel truma tmeil has another isser. If it's they both are not completely pure mutter. So therefore, they're not mevatel each other. Afterwards, Beit Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel. So then, what do you do with that mixture? You take out one truma. I mean, you take out one seyo from this pile. You consider that to be truma, and you burn it. This is Reb Elazar Shitos, as we saw earlier. Reb Elazar says, when I have a mixture, I have one falling to 100, and I take out one, I consider that one to be the one that fell. So if what fell into you is truma tmeya, and I pick up one seyo, that one seyo is a truma tmeya, and I burn it. The chom say you don't pick it up; it's lost over there. The mute is bottle beroyv, and the reason this is different than before. Before, the reason I have to take out one seyo from the pile is because I need to pay the koyin. There's what's called gezel hashevet. Someone took away something that belongs to the koyanim; I have to pay him back. So it's the momendik, because it's a monetary obligation, you need to go and pay back. Once you pay it back, Rabbanan said this will have a din of trumo that you take out. But it's not the one that fell. Chachom l'shitas, chachom l'un before. When you have one falling to 100 and I pick up one, I don't assume that's the one that fell. But it's in lieu, it's an exchange of the one that fell. So I give it a din of trumo and pay it to the kohen. But here, that it's all trumo, it's truma tohu and truma tmeo, and it all goes to the kohanim. So there I don't say you have to pick up one from the mixture. Continues the Mishnah, say a truma shenafla l'meo. You have one seyo of truma that fell into 100. He gbio v'nafla l'mokom acher. He picked it up and it fell into somewhere else. Meaning he picked up one seyo in exchange for the truma that fell. And now that one that he picked up fell into somewhere else. Ablozo yimim in Damask truma v'adeh. Ablozo l'shitasoy. This one that I picked up is considered to be real truma. That's the one that fell. So it's a full truma. Now that it falls in someplace else, it's like truma fell into that place, and it's a regular dimua, the full truma. Davnu Navon Beis says the Mishnah, the dimua is based on cheshbon. Meaning if I have one seyo of truma falling to 100 of chulin, so it's 101th of the mixture. So when I pick up one, in that one, 101th is truma, the rest is chulin. And then when it falls into another pile, it won't cause any problem except for that 101. We'll see in the Gemara, someone's going to ask, but if it's 101th out of this seyo, so it's going to be batel, because we know that truma is batel in 100. So why don't you say that it's batel? So this is the Gemara is going to address. Continues the Mishnah, it says, seyo truma shenafel lepakos b'meil. You have a seyo truma that falls in less than 100. V'nidmu, now it's called a mixture. Mixture of truma, it's called dimua. And now this dimua fell into someplace else. According to Ablazar, I look at this mixture as it's all truma. And therefore, it falls somewhere else. I look at the whole mixture as a truma that fell into someplace else. You go only based on cheshbon. So if I have over here, they will bring the example we used before. You have 9 chulin and 1 truma. So the truma is 10% of the mixture. And now it falls into somewhere else. This mixture will cause a dimua of only 10% of it. If I have yeast of truma that fell into flour of chulin and made that flour into yeast, it made it chametz. So the din is the mechametz yeast that influenced the flour makes the entire flour truma. Because now the whole flour was affected by this truma. But if now this mixture fell into someplace else, and it caused that plate thing to become chametz, I don't look at this mixture as it's all one yeast. I look at it that it's proportionate. There's a portion of the yeast, a portion of that. Was the portion yeast of truma able to make the new flour chametz? then the new flour also has a din truma. If they add portion, it's not enough to make the new flour chametz, so then I don't consider the new flour to be truma. Also, maim shuvim, the fall into mikveh, it's also based on cheshbon. As Rav Chaim points out over here, based on the Gemara and the Bavli, this is different than what we said before. This has nothing to do with the cheshbonness of proportionate. Here, the din is like this. When you have water for mikveh, that's not the full amount of mikveh, didn't get to 40 seil, and three lugin of maim shuvim, of drawn water, fell into it, it makes a pasul. These three lugin have to be in either one clean, one vessel, two vessels, or maximum three vessels. Each vessel has one lug. But if this maim shuvim is divided, then each vessel has less than a lug, so then it is not making the mikveh pasul. That's the din. So that's why it says lefi cheshbon. You have to make a cheshbon. How did the maim shuvim reach the mikveh? Was it three lugim and three kalim? Or is three lugim and more than three kalim? And that will make the difference if it's placed in the mikveh or not. Continues the Mishnah, seyo truma shenafla lemeil. You have one seyo truma that fell into 100. Higbia, he picked it up, as he's supposed to. Finafla acheres. And now, another truma fell into this pile. Higbia, he picked it up, picked one sail. Finafla acheres, another one fell in. Harezu muteres, this pile is okay. Achetar betruma l'chulin, until you have more than 50% of truma. Why is that so? Every truma that falls into chulin, it's batel. We have a din to take out one truma to give it to the kohen, but it's batel. Another truma falls in, now the second one is batel. A third one falls in, and the third one is batel. Because whatever is batel right now is considered to be chulin for that purpose. Once you, based on your cheshbon, you have more than 50% truma, then it's not batel anymore. Continues the Mishnah, say a truma shenafla lemeil. Once say a truma fell into 100. For they speak lagbi, he wasn't able to pick that one up. Ad shenafla cheres. Now another say a truma fell in. So now in the mixture you have over here two sayers of truma. Harezu asur, it's also. Why is it asur? It's considered to be as if both seyos fell in one shot. Truma is batel in 100. But if I have here 100 of chulin, and I have one seyos truma falls in, that would be batel. But here that I have two seyos that fell in, it's only batel in 50. That's not enough to be batel truma. The Abshimin matir, Abshimin says that's okay if it fell one after another, as the Gemara is going to go and explain. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Nun Aleph.